Blog Talk Radio.
Right, everyone. He is holy. He is holy. There is no one like our Jehovah God. He is the only living God. There are millions of gods, but none lives as our Jehovah God. Thank you for coming and being a part with us. The great news for today's world. The great news is that you're free through Jesus Christ, that you have eternal life. No matter what this world is doing, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God has an eternal plan for you if you turn your life to Him today. As always, I have my co-host, Ms. Sarah Edens, with me. Say good afternoon to the people, sister.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be here with you guys. I hope everyone's having a great week here on this wonderful Wednesday. I know it's pretty out here in Oklahoma. Have you gotten a chance to go outside yet, Robin?
Honestly, I have not.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there today.
It looks like at least the sun is shining and we've got flowers blooming and my wisteria, lilacs and tulips and everything. I think I will get out this afternoon. My sister Sarah, open us up in prayer, please.
Father, there is no one like you, Lord. We can see the number of different ways that others try to mimic you, God, but there is none like you. And they always fall short. Father, we honor you today. We thank you for your presence with us and with every person that's listening to this radio show today. I ask, Lord, that you would make your presence known to them, maybe be more aware of you. And Father, as we go about talking on the topic of humility today, Lord, I pray that you would show us areas where we can grow, where we can become more like Christ. May it fall onto good grounds in our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And again, thank you for joining us, everybody in Brazil, India, Pakistan, Canada, United Kingdom, Alaska, USA, buddies out there. Just tell everyone about Sister Sarah and Reverend Robin's great news for today's world. And you're always welcome to call in or to contact us for prayer. We would be honored to pray with you. And yes, we are studying about meekness today. And, you know, I kind of chuckled at the Lord and I said, I'm all fruit for me to get, Lord. Thank you so much. And he said, Robin, you are meek. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. I always say I'm the one and only Reverend Robin. But, you know, I do that as knowing that I am the only one that God created. I am very unique. And, you know, I tried to look up the word definition, deep detail with meekness. You know, there's really not much except meekness is meekness. It's kindness, humility, comfort, love. It's everything yesterday that we were talking about, forbearing one another, enduring one another. Mm-hmm. Did you find anything on the word meekness?
I honestly found similar things to what you said, even gentleness, mildness. Mildness mm-hmm. was a word that I wouldn't have thought of, but I thought was really good as well. But, yeah, very similar to everything that you're talking about.
And, you know, mildness, as we read, I'm going to read our first text. It's Ephesians 4. I'm going to start with verse 1 to 2. I, therefore, this is Paul talking, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, I beg you, I plead with you, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness. Now, listen, with all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. And I want to get it straight right off the bat. Meekness, humility, and humility mm-hmm. is not, you know, covering your head with mud and looking like you're so poor and putting bumper stickers on an old car that just barely makes it down the road. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had one years ago. I was so thankful to have this little junker bomb. But at least she started, and I was praising the Lord. But, you know, I kept believing God for better and better and better. And that mm-hmm. is what God wants for you. Humility and meekness is not poverty and shame. So just leave that out there. It's not there. And Sarah, will you read in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, please?
Sure. So Galatians 6, verse 1 says, brothers and sisters, if a person is caught doing something wrong, you who are spiritual should restore someone like this with a spirit of gentleness. Watch out for yourselves so you won't be tempted to.
Amen. And the King James says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore one another in the spirit of meekness. Where do we get that spirit of meekness? In that fruit, the fruit of the spirit, considering thyself, lest also you be tempted. In other words, my mom always said, Robin, you're pointing at somebody and four fingers are pointing right. You know, just take care of what you're going through. Do it with the spirit of meekness, the fruit of meekness and humility unto others. Yes, I know we see a lot of crazy things and even brothers and sisters doing just crazy things, but hey, that's usually family. You know, all families aren't, A1 perfect, but mm-hmm. we restore them. We say, hey, you know, sis, come here. Let's talk about this. What are you going through? What's going on? You know, I've been in many places telling them, you know, I'll be glad to listen. Let's talk about this. You got any thoughts, Sarah?
I do. Where it says here, still in Galatians 6, verse 1, it says, watch out for yourselves so you won't be tempted to. Something that's really important and I think can be easy to fall into as believers, when we see someone that is caught up in wrongdoing or caught up in sin, it can be easy to think, at least I'm not doing what they're doing. You know, I'll help them and help walk them out of it, but at least I'm not doing what they're doing. But that's why he says here to watch out for yourselves, because that's not mm-hmm. thinking like that is not being meek. It's not being humble at all. And instead, it's more prideful than anything. And you have to watch out for yourself and make sure, because you're just as able to be tempted, if not by the same thing, than something else.
That is so good. And you know, here in Oklahoma and the surrounding states here, we have many so-called popular preachers, evangelists. In my book, everybody puts their pants on the same way. But you know what I mean, higher up people. And like when I was a child, this evangelist. I'm not even going to say his name because he is forgiven. But I thought, oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe what had happened. I grew up with him. My family grew up with him, you know, and everything. But, you know, the few, the body of Christ surrounded him. And even after all these years, he's still strong. His family is in the ministry. He's still doing what he's called. And, you know, no, we don't condone the sin, but we restore that member, that body of Christ, that family member back. And then here in Tulsa, we've had a few crazies that, you know, I wonder, what were they thinking? I mean, they have all the money, the fame, the preacher, the ministry, all of this, and they went out and did something crazy, but everyone surrounded that person, that family. And that's what it's talking about today, in the spirit of meekness. Sometimes it's not easy, especially when you look up to people and you shouldn't, but let's face it, some of us do, as if there are spiritual heroes. And then when they fall, you know, but we need to pray for them and just consider ourselves if it happened. And Sarah, read First Peter 3:15, please.
Sure. So that says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear.
Tell me what that's saying to you.
So, well, the first part, you know, he says to always sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, right? So keep the Lord separate. Keep him first place in your heart. And then it says to always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason of the hope that is in you. Basically, that would be someone saying, coming up to you and saying, why do you serve this God?
Mm-hmm.
If someone came and asked you that, would you be able to give them an answer for why you have hope in Christ, why you serve Jesus? But then it says to do it with meekness and fear. The fear here, keep in mind, is not to be scared. It's more of a reverential fear. You're in awe of God, and you fear him. That's the kind of fear it's talking about. And then with humility, humility knowing that you weren't worthy, and yet Jesus looked down upon you to save you. And understanding that that same salvation is for the one that's coming to you or the one that you're ministering to in that moment.
Yes. And, you know, we always, I liked growing up as a teenager, what would Jesus do? We wore those little initials on an armband. And, you know, that always reminded me, what would Jesus do? He was meek as a lamb and quiet, you know, even though, oh, my God, Sarah, they were beating the Son of God to death.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke not a word. When I take communion, and I took some today, I'm like in remembrance of him. Remember, take communion in remembrance of what the Lord did for you. Not that you're a dirty old sinner, but remember what Jesus did. He's meek. He's full of love and joy and peace and goodness. Everything that we've been sharing about. As James 3:13, who is a wise man and endured knowledge among you? Let him show all the good conversation of his works with meekness and wisdom. No one likes to listen to someone that's all puffed up and just about to bust, really. And actually, you can just tell they don't even know what they're talking about. Be meek, be humble. Sometimes just be quiet is the spirit of meekness. And listen. One last word, Sarah.
Keep in mind, you guys, humility, like Robin mentioned earlier, it's not being, you know, poor and decrepit and beneath others. It's not that at all. Humility is strength. Do you know what that looks like? That looks like when there's someone who may be trying to have their way, and in a moment, you go ahead and you submit in that moment. It takes a lot of strength to be humble in situations instead of flying off to handle and doing or saying what you want.
Yeah.
So it's a strength.
Well, Father God, just bless the people as always that's listening. Thank you for this audience, Father. Let their ears have ears to hear what your Spirit is continually saying, the Spirit of meekness, Lord, that you are always with them. Bless them, heal their bodies, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Father God. Amen. Well, goodbye, everybody. Until tomorrow. Sarah?
Bye, everyone.
There is no